When City Administrator Jim Dinley initially requested 3 positions in City Hall at the end of September, the Assembly was reluctant. 2 members in particular, Cheryl Westover and Jack Osmond, wanted to know why the request couldn't have happened during the city's annual budget process earlier in the year. It was much smoother sailing on Wednesday night when the Assembly approved a full-time controller and 2 part-time clerks. The controller will be trained to back up City Finance Director Dave Wolf, who was called before the Assembly to answer some questions. Wolf said the position would be helpful, but that his office could survive without it. Assemblymember Terry Blake asked Wolf how many hours he works each week.
This last month I've been putting in excess of 80 hours a week in.
I struggle with that. I think that's, how is that fair? We're not trying to kill you here.
Wolf told Blake that it's important to understand his background.
Coming from the farm in the Midwest, when it's harvest time, you put the hours in, you get to sleep later. Right now is harvest time. We've got this bond issue going on. We've got the auditors in-house right now getting this all done. I'll put the hours in knowing that probably January you won't see me. I'll be gone for a month. I'll go take another month's vacation like I did last year.
I already put in a significant number of hours in excess of 40, not nearly as many as Mr. Wolf because I don't want to die there.
That's Municipal Clerk Colleen Ingman. Under Dinley's request, her office will get a part-time assistant clerk. The need, she says, is urgent.
My opinion is we are not doing a very good job. These offices, the Office of Administration and Clerk that directly impact your clerk, the Assembly, the Mayor, and the Administrator, have gone from a support staff of 4 to 3 to 2 in the last 5 years. And it's taken its toll.
Ingman says her office is forced to triage its work, which means things like records management and website maintenance end up taking a back seat to other priorities. She said mistakes are being made.
We really need you to understand that this is not a want. This is a critical need.
Assembly members unanimously approved that position, too. There was less agreement over a part-time clerk for the Human Resources Department.
This is probably, of these three, the one I have the most heartburn with.
Assemblymember Tor Christensen.
You know, I think we need to be cognizant of the fact that we're expanding, making it bigger down at City Hall. During the campaign, we just had, I don't know how many people kept saying, the budget, it just keeps getting bigger, and every time you do it, it seems like, yeah, that makes sense, and it's, of course, every decision makes sense in its own way, but you look back on it and all of a sudden you've got a lot more employees.
The Assembly approved the Human Resources Clerk position with only Christensen voting no. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.